Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Christian leaders that prayed over President Trump at the White House say that there will be a spiritual awakening before the rapture, which the Bible contradicts. That's the headline. In a moment, David James joins me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, this week, many news outlets ran stories with a photo taken in the Oval Office there at the White House about a meeting that President Trump and a number of evangelical leaders had. Talk to us about it.
That photo and the articles that accompanied it really lit up the internet. There were lead articles on the Daily Caller, Washington Post. I was also looking at an article on CBN News as well. They noted that there were about 24 evangelical leaders who had been meeting near the West Wing. Johnny Moore posted a picture of a prayer time when the president found out that they were meeting next door. The president actually invited them over, a number of people in the picture praying and laying hands on President Trump.
Rodney Howard Brown's Facebook post, he concluded his post with, and I'm going to quote, "We are going to see another great spiritual awakening. I don't believe there is going to be such a spiritual awakening going to happen in this world before the rapture."
Well, I agree. I think we look at Romans chapter 1, what I call the death spiral of humanity into sin, just before the judgment of God. We see the world getting worse and worse. You cannot say that the world is getting better. You cannot say that the church is establishing the kingdom of God in this world. Now, we do know that there's going to be a spiritual revival during the tribulation period, but it's going to be after the rapture, and as a result of the 144,000 male version Jewish evangelists who are going to be preaching the gospel of the kingdom during the tribulation period. But it's not going to happen prior to the rapture, and a lot of this comes from the fact that there's bad theology with regard to the timing of the rapture, because many charismatics, if not most, have now moved to the position where they believe in a post-tribulation rapture of the church. In other words, the church is going to go through the tribulation. So you have a combination of bad eschatology, bad with regard to the timing of the rapture of the church, and combining that with political motives, this is not ending well.
David James with a report on the White House prayer meeting and the reasons there will not be a global spiritual awakening before the rapture. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 3 what the end times will be like, that period leading up to the rapture. No scripture calls for a spiritual awakening before the rapture. Bible prophecy actually teaches the opposite. That's Revelation chapters 1 through 6. Our prayers must be for an evangelistic outreach with many souls coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior before the rapture. By the way, that's the Lord's will, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...